Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with your host, Lady Flava. Unfortunately, Money Mike's not able to make it tonight. He had to stay at school late. So with that said, for those of you that are unaware of what this show is all about, we play three tracks. We do not give out the names of the artists or the names of the tracks, and we want you, the listeners, to vote whether you feel it is a quality, well-produced track. I hope that you're able to step out of your favorite genre and be able to critique the variety of tracks that we play on this show, and go over to www.flavanews.com and hit the Flossom and Tossom page. If you're unable to see the polls there underneath the date, which would be April 15th, Thursday, April 15th, just leave us a message off of that page and let us know. Flossom and Tossom off of tracks 1, 2, and 3. So why don't we go ahead and get this started. If there's anybody out there in the listening audience, feel free to give a call in and hang out with me on this show tonight. The phone number is 347-857-1189. Here is track 1.
I just walked through the door and that's right when I seen that she had the fattest body, the type you want in here. So I flew across the floor and I'm dead, been through the room and I grabbed her by the hand and she let go of her too. No time for ditty bopping, the DJ had it popping, she rocks, go Jacob Bonner. She said she has no problem, she wasn't missing me and she jumped into the
I'm
can get away.
All right, that was track one. So feel free to log into www.flavornews.com and hit that Flossom and Tossom page. There should be three polls that show up under Thursday, April 15th. That's track one, track two, track three, and hit either Flossom or Tossom and then the vote button. And again, if you're unable to see the polls, just send us a message directly off of that page and let us know if you feel the track should be flossed or tossed. And if you feel like giving, you know, your reasons why you voted the way that you did, feel free to do that also. Let's jump into track two. Let's see, where should I go? All right, sorry about that. Let me jump into track two now.
Hello, J-Mar. My name's Dr. Marshall. How you doing, Dr. Marshall? I appreciate you taking me this short notice. I understand you got a little bit of problems, stress. What exactly are you feeling?
Man, I just feel like, you know, things have been going bad for me right now.
You know what? Let's get into that.
So how was your childhood, Mr. J-Mar?
My childhood was all good, Mr. Doctor. My mama worked 9 to 5, deserving Oscar. The way she had life, she liked the people in the office. My father came around not too often, but I'm still a part of them. That's what they tell me. Now get the hate out of your heart, it should help me. But I don't hate them, man, that shit don't compel me. I don't really know them, plus I don't think it's healthy.
Well, I say you suffer from a common disease and post-traumatic stress when the father just leaves. Here, take two of these and call me in the morning.
Stand at the pills like you can hear on something. Cause I ain't stressed out about that shit. Man, I'm stressed out because I make platinum hits and barely get a red cent for my music. I need money.
I'm broke in the joke, I don't have a job. Don't hope they come, call me thing and wrong. Give me all the cash and be like, what's up, dog?
Feel as if you blame your mother because your father left you when you was a young
man. I'm like, he didn't leave me, man, he left my brother. I had just got here. All I knew was that woman, he knew my brother 5 years. I heard his heart start jumping every time mama would be like daddy was coming back. My stomach knotted up, I got nervous. He might take it for a couple days, felt like a month. That's enough, that's not what the problem is. The problem is, I ain't got the money for the rent. The problem is, I ain't got nothing in the fridge. The problem is, man, my auntie need a medicine. Dog, I can't afford a good meal, man, no matter what the price, I can't afford a good deal. He like, chill, cause I'ma treat you to your cure.
I'm like, now you talking, dog, you got a job for me, here, I need money.
I'm gonna have a job, don't hope they call me, say that wrong.
Time that we wrap this little session up. Took on some depressing pills. I feel like you were pressing stuff. You did good. I think we had a major breakthrough.
What?
Talking about my father made me think about the rent due. And let me get this straight. I'm supposed to pay you? Come on, dog. I thought this was an interview. I'm not intending to giving you a dime. Giving you the money just for running my grind. Paying me the way you wasted my time. If you ain't got a job for me, better call the law for me. I'ma act a fool, yeah, the carnival car coming.
Hold on, one moment.
Boop, security, I got the 6'4" black man jewelry hanging off his neck. He's going crazy like a wildebeest.
I pause for a second, this is talk about me. I hop the desk, grab the neck until he couldn't breathe.
Broke in the joke, gotta have a job. Don't hope they call, call me, say that wrong. Send me on the cash, I'll be like, what's up, dog?
I need money.
that's my problem, that's my problem.
Okay, that was track two. We are asking you, the listeners, to let us know what your thoughts are in regards to the tracks we're playing on the Keeping It Real Flossom and Tossom. And we're hoping that you're able to step outside of your favorite genre and be able to just, you know, critique the track by quality of production, the flow, the words, the concept behind it, if you're able to get it, or, you know, things like that. So just test yourself and see if you're able to be able to, you know, find an opinion, pass a judgment in regards to those things. So anyway, so that was track two. Again, you go over to www.flavanews.com and hit the Flossom and Tossom page to place your vote. So let's jump into track three then. So this is track three on Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom, April 15th. Here we go.
Deep within my imagination's womb, where hope was born, laid a tropical paradise that forged a beautiful lagoon. Fragrances of lilacs, jasmine, lotus flowers that never sleep, while all the mythical creatures did come just to steal a glance, a peek. During the day, the sun would gently hide its Icarian rays for all those at play, while at night a jealous moon would grace those with silvery glowing beams, spinning magic for all to consume. Let's not forget the wind, for it too offered its treasures like the flight of a mariposa, only coming to rest upon the beautiful silky hair of my lover. Upon a still crawling boulder creeping into the lagoon, I held my lover's being ever so close to me, embracing the fertile wings as I whispered incantations of a loving man, desiring her woman measure. Like no one else could, she simply smiled so radiantly that jubilant dolphins would come with their gleeful chatter, admiring the glistening moisture upon her mahogany skin that shone like the stars in the firmament of glory. I felt my nakedness complete, holding her against her. We descended like pillowed feathers into the lascivious lukewarm water with a saying kiss. And like a lamb being sacrificed, we too became victim to the touch. We procreated a love, a son, a daughter, a legacy that would live way, way far beyond these words as our passion consume all manner of fires, cosmic and earthly. The dolphins would jump, flip, roll, splashing water with wondrous sprays of dream-soaked kisses all over us, and then at that critical, intimate moment, I screamed like the beasts of the Serengeti, and she called my name like the woven and thunderous waves ingressing upon the rocky shores with a squeal that would make lightning flee. But tonight, I sit upon that same rock, alone in this moonless darkness of a cobblestone mist. My mind began a quest to renew my desperation's plea of insanity. While looking into our dolphin's eyes, I tasted their acrid tears that asked the question, why? Their acrid tears, my dolphins cry. I sit upon this same rock in the darkness of a cobblestone mist. My dolphins cry their acrid tears that ask the question, why?
Okay, that was track three. So we played all three tracks. That was pretty quick tonight, and I guess because I don't have a co-host on or nobody's called in to chop it up with me and give their opinion about the tracks played tonight, the show's going to go pretty quickly. So with that said, let me get into some advertisements from some people that have provided us with that. So here we go.
You gon' learn entertainment in association with FatBoyFresh.com presents Down North, the architects of alternative funk, with special guests, Mr. Cool, Bobby Fantastic, Fatboy Fresh himself, Retrospective. Live at the Rendezvous Joy Box Theater, April 16th, downtown Seattle on 2nd and Battery. $7 at the door, doors open at 10. For more details, go to FatBoyFresh.com or DownNorth.net. Holla.
Down the road, hogging all of the highway, breaking all the rules, homie, we'll do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from, cause we ain't really never give a shit about no one.
Lynch
Records,
RSA Production presents with their debut single,
about no one.
Three young artists that have everything it takes to become number one. Don't miss out, go to LynchRecords.com.
Boy, call me Mr. Take your lady in the back. Introduce her to my ego, is baby, you're so fat.
Real. Mommy, I can tell by the way that you sweat me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready.
So the one, and then come the two, to the three, and four. Now she bobbling and swallowing me on the floor.
Don't miss out, go to LynchRecords.com. That's LynchRecords.com. Yo, get it.
L-Y-N-X. Okay, I'm going to actually encourage those of you that missed out on last night's Mosaic show. We did have TVR from Lynx Records come on as a featured last night. We had some technical difficulties at the very beginning of the show, but we worked it out. And I have to tell you, I really, really enjoyed getting to know Tap Tap and Box from TVR, and, you know, hearing their story and hearing their passion behind what it is that they do. So I really encourage you to go back and check out last night's show, Wednesday the 14th of April, and, you know, see what they were talking about. I also would encourage you to go to last Sunday's show, because, you know, I kind of got a lot off my chest on that particular show. So that was Sunday, April 11th, and kind of Verbal Skills came on the show, and we kind of flipped the script, and I shared some of the things that I kind of think about and why I do what I do. So if you want to get to know Lady Flava a little bit more, April 11th show would be a good one to go back and listen to. So with that said, the show went by pretty quickly tonight, and now here it is. You can go vote at www.flavanews.com and hit the Flossom and Tossom page. Again, vote Flossom and Tossom for tracks 1, 2, and 3. If you're not able to see the polls, just send us a message off of that particular page. And stay tuned to this Sunday for our Mosaic show at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to thank everybody that came out and listened to the show live. And for those of you that come back and check the show out in the archives, you know, we're getting a lot of people that are checking out the archives. So, you know, if you're doing that, you know, pop on over to the website and let us know what you think of the tracks that you're hearing. But anyhow, we do appreciate you coming out and just even checking out the show. So with that said, I am going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you so much for your support of this show. Thank you so much to the artists for, you know, allowing us to put your tracks up on the Flossom and Tossom. And God bless. Take care.